Track 4. I don't think I'm ever going to stop. Sir Michael Palin starts his new tour at Norwich Theatre Royal this month, and that's not the only adventure he's about to embark on.
Here's an announcement that will delight Sir Michael Palin's legions of fans. I don't think I'm ever going to stop. The enormously popular presenter, comedy legend, best-selling author and actor is 81 years old, but he shows absolutely no sign of slowing down. He's still twice as busy as people half his age. The star's latest project is a new stage show, There and Back, The Diary Tour 2024. It brings to life Michael's forthcoming diary. Also called There and Back, it will be published by Weidenfeld and Nicholson on September 26th. The tour starts in Norwich at the Theatre Royal on September 15th and then travels around the country before finishing at London's Cadogan Hall in October. Describing it as 70% comedy and 30% tragedy, much like life, the show is based on the fourth instalment of Michael's acclaimed diaries, covering the years 1999 to 2009. As one millennium rolls over into the next and he moves into middle age, his schedule is fuller than ever. Over 2 hours, Michael recollects how the world was rocked by the successive seismic shocks of 9/11, 7/7, and the global financial crash, and he recounts the minutiae of living in a world battered by such potent winds of change. And yet, amid all the tumult, there is one constant: Michael's unquenchable inquisitiveness and endless thirst for adventure. The show tracks his life as he films four blockbuster travel documentaries, Hemingway Adventure, Sahara, Himalaya, and New Europe, and reaches the height of his fame as a much-loved TV traveller. The presenter also homes in on his domestic life and recounts how 5 years after the last of his children flew the nest, he began his most affecting journey yet, as a devoted grandfather. They say you should never meet your heroes, but that is not the case with Michael. He's as delightful in person as he is on stage and screen. Not for nothing is he frequently described as the nicest man in showbiz. Michael, who still writes the Daily Diary, gives his own summary of the show. It covers how my career panned out during that decade. I actually had no plans to carry on travelling at all. I wanted to get back to writing and acting. I was in fact writing a novel at the time. But I ended up being tempted back to globetrotting and in the end made a number of TV journeys that turned out to be among the best. And then, there were all these other things going on in the background. We think it was a quiet time, but of course, there was 9/11, 7/7, the CJD crisis when cattle were burnt in enormous numbers, and the war in Iraq. On a happier note, I was gathering a number of very good friends around me. There are people like David Attenborough, Barry Cryer and Alan Bennett who feature a lot in the diaries. I always benefited from their wise words, and I feel very privileged to have spent so much time with them. Michael will also be talking about his enduring friendship with fellow members of the Monty Python team. He says, "The best thing is, when we do get together, we still make each other laugh. That's the basic thing which holds us together, our humour and our delight in laughter and the same kind of jokes." He smiles. John Cleese does a very good satire of my travel shows. He always says, "Who's seen one of Michael's travel programs?" All he asks is, "Where did you get that hat?" Of course, the region played a role in the groundbreaking show. In 1971, several of the linking scenes used in And Now for Something Completely Different were filmed in Norwich near the castle, and Elm Hill was used for the Beethoven sketch. The sketch, The Idiot in Society, also known as The Village Idiot, in episode 20 was filmed at Haydon, where John Cleese, dressed in a smock, sat on a church wall and then fell off backwards into the churchyard. And the Wicker Island sketch, in which all the inhabitants of a tropical island were clones of Alan Wicker, was filmed at Winterton. Assessing the cultural legacy of Monty Python, who have bequeathed to the world such timeless comedy moments as the Dead Parrot sketch, which famously mentions Ipswich, Michael recalls, "In the early noughties, we were persuaded into creating a lot of Python collectibles. One of them was a wine called the Norwegian Blue Red. We actually printed a label with that on it." With a laugh, he adds, "I realise my contribution to the world as it is today is as a parrot salesman. I never forget that." Another major topic in the show is Michael's family life. He met his wife Helen, who sadly died last year while on holiday at Southwold in 1959. "I think a good diary includes whatever is happening to you at the time, and a lot of my diaries are about being at home and how we all get on and how we are. So in these diaries, our last child leaves home. so it's just my wife and I together. I turned 60 in 2003, and we discussed whether I would retire. Of course, I didn't, but that was part of the family debate at the time. Is there an overarching theme to There and Back, the Diary Tour 2024? One thing I talk about a lot is learning new things. I discuss what sort of longevity my work might have and whether I can keep going. There is lots of worrying about where I am going and making mistakes along the way. So it's a holistic look at 11 years of my life when I was going from youthful exuberance into middle age. But the thing is, although I was middle-aged, I didn't stop. There seemed to be an awful lot going on, and I know that's how it's always going to be. I think I'll die in harness. Michael has other links to the region. He has said previously that it was his childhood trips from Sheffield to Sheringham which gave him a taste for adventure. And his grandfather, Dr. Edward Palin, was a GP in Fakenham. Dr. Palin had been a guest at the opening of Fakenham Junior School in 1913, and in 2013, Michael followed in his footsteps and attended the school's centenary celebrations. Michael is relishing the prospect of being back on stage. I love the theatre tour because it's different every single night. I get bored very quickly just doing the same thing. But whenever you step on stage, it's a different place and a different audience. Although you perform similar material at each show, it will be received in a different way by the audience every night. I enjoy the spontaneity of walking out on stage and changing things at the last minute. Also, you can actually see the people who like your material. On television, you don't know who's watching. Michael, who has had two trains and an asteroid named after him, continues. It's just great to see the faces out there and hear people's reactions to the stories you tell. The show will be new material about those 11 years of my life, so hopefully the audience will help me out. After the first night, I will probably have dropped half of it. You have to listen to them, but that's part of the fun. He takes great pleasure in interacting with fans during the show, but does not usually hang around afterwards to chat. I'd love to, but there just isn't any time really. I'm 81 now, and I have to go straight back home after the show to have a mug of Horlicks and sleep in my own bed. It's not like the old days. What does Michael hope that audience members will be saying to each other as they leave the theatre then? They'll be saying, £39, you must be joking. No, the great thing about doing these shows is that people come along because they know me. They're not saying, who is this Michael Palin? He's just reading bits out of his diary. Come on, he doesn't jump through any flaming loops or do any acrobatics. People will be interested in the background to a lot of the major travel programmes that I did, how I decide what to do next, how I face challenges, and how I deal with getting older in a young person's world. Described by the Daily Telegraph as the master of the travelogue, Michael has recently made travel documentaries in such previously unexplored countries as North Korea, Iran and Nigeria. He is now in the early stages of planning another trip. At the grand old age of 81, Michael's ambitions can be summed up in the immortal words of Captain James T. Kirk from Star Trek. To explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. I'm driven by curiosity. It's the same thing that David Attenborough always says drives him. He just wants to know more and more, and learn more. You never ever come to the stage where you say, right, I know it all now. Absolutely not. The more you ask, the more you realize how little you do know. In addition, it keeps you healthy. Making programs is very good for you mentally. You have to learn about a different way of life in totally different surroundings. You also have to be physically strong to do it. Filming is like a commando raid for 3 weeks. You just go in, get as much material as you can, and then come out again. I find that demanding and very exciting. I'll do it until someone tells me to stop. I don't think that moment will ever come. Michael Palin, There and Back, The Diary Tour 2024 is at Norwich Theatre Royal on September 15th. Box office 01603 630 000. Online at norwichtheatre.org or see themichaelpalin.com. There and Back, Diaries 1999 to 2009 by Michael Palin is published by Weidenfeld and Nicholson on September 26th.